And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, would you buy a house without looking inside? Well, of course not. Well, shouldn't you be just as diligent when choosing a financial advisor? Hey, it's Sean Hannity here, and just as a house is more than four walls, well, a financial advisor is more than just a nice office. Now, what's their background? Do they work in your best interest as a fiduciary? What's their financial specialty? Now, you want to know all these things because the chances are, over your lifetime, you're going to trust them with far more than the value of your home. Because knowledge and experience count for a lot in retirement income planning. Here in St. Louis, you need to know Ken and Lori Heise and the team at the Heise Advisory Group. Call them now at 314-328-6000. That's 314-328-6000. Don't be cavalier with your financial assets. Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-6000.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Ah, the outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle conference rivals Louisville City FC on Saturday, July 22nd and the Richmond Kickers on Saturday, July 29th. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Right now, CeCe's Party with Bacon Stuffed Crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Mm-mm. Just five and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary.
Dude, you look different.
Well, my body is glowing gold.
No, it's not that. Did you get a new shirt?
No, I joined the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and got instant gold status.
No, did you lose weight?
No, it's the gold status. I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
Got it. It's a tan.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at FuelRewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See FuelRewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Frank Opinion. Hope you're having a terrific Friday. If I were you, I'd go down and take a look at some Chevys or pre-owned vehicles at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You say, well, then, Frank, why don't you do that? I'm pretty well fixed right now for Londoff vehicles. We have three at our house. We have the White Lightning, the Corvette. We have a Tahoe and Trailblazer. So we're good to go for a little while. Now, if the time has come when, even though you may not want to, maybe you're sort of attached to that old car you're driving, it's time. It's time either for something pre-owned that's newer than what you're driving or something brand new, whether it's leased or purchased from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And I hope you know our ongoing invitation and request. It's not to tell you what to buy or where to buy it. It's to ask you to just visit Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, because here's how confident we are that if you'll visit them, you'll probably end up finding exactly what you want, the vehicle you want and the deal you want. So let's do that. Let's invite you right now to include Johnny Londoff Chevrolet when you're out car shopping, either for new Chevy or something pre-owned. And I might add, if they don't have what you're looking for pre-owned, you tell them what it is. It's not going to take them long to come up with it. I'd like to say you're in good hands with Londoff, but the Allstate people already have that slogan. So let's just leave it here. Please accept the invitation. Give them a shot at your business. I think you'll be really glad you did. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
There's a band that's going to sell out the Dome later this year. You too. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The show that is actually cooler than other radio shows. When it's 110 degrees outside, if you get closer to your radio, you'll feel the coolness coming right off there. It's like our friend Dave from Breezy Buddy.
You know, yes.
With the fan built right into the pillow or the chair. Same thing. It's a cooler radio show, which you're welcome to be a part of when we play the Harris Challenge right now. Phone lines are open, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. It's the topical trivia game everyone loves to play, so here's your chance to not only play, but to win fabulous prize packages chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Only somebody made a beer-flavored donut or a donut-flavored beer.
We have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And I failed to get you the movies that we're playing at the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes, you did.
This afternoon.
I'll tell you what. You go on with what the big prize is.
Okay.
That people will get if they get a clean sweep, and I'll see if I can find the Skyline schedule.
If they, Skyview.
Skyview, that's what I meant.
If they get the clean sweep, this is what you're going to get. And you have to be 21 or older. Clean sweep will win you the bonus prize. The prize includes a Hollywood Casino package, and it will give you two tickets to any summer concert at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino restaurants for the pre-show dining, shuttle service to and from Hollywood Casino for the amphitheater there and back, and then you get free parking right there at the casino, a one-night hotel stay at the Hollywood Casino and Hotel, which just had a $73 million renovation.
Yep.
Not reservation, a renovation.
Yeah. So that's what you'll get if you get all the questions correct on the Harris Challenge today.
Yeah.
And at the Skyview Drive-In, on screen number one, you've got Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets and Spider-Man Homecoming. And on the other one, you've got War for the Planet of the Apes and Despicable Me 3.
Ah.
That's the Skyview Drive-In, 7 nights a week all summer long. Your choice of two, count them, two double features under the stars, like, or at least with the air conditioning on a night like tonight.
Yes.
So that's what you're playing for on the Harris Challenge. And let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Congratulations on being named after a failed McLean Stevenson show. Yes,
Thank you. That's
me, the master of the 40-year-old references.
That's right.
Larry, for getting on the challenge, you get the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to my wife, Debbie, and her friend, Susie, who I know are listening to your show, as well as my sister, Linda, who also listens.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you, ladies, for tuning in. And Larry, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. There are going to be 5 contestants today, so there'll be 5 categories, but you only get your choice of 3. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? And then category 2, John McCain's brain. As you may know, he was diagnosed with brain cancer a couple of days ago. And category 3, watching OJ's parole hearing reminded me of. Which one would you like, Larry?
Let's go with watching O.J.'s parole hearing.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie was Ellis Redding finally let out of a prison in Maine by the parole board and made his way to Zihuatanejo, Mexico?
Was that Shawshank Redemption?
That's right. Which businesswoman, writer, and TV personality served 10 months in prison in 2004 for obstructing justice for selling shares of a stock right before its price plummeted?
Martha Stewart.
Correct. Which star of the movie Blade did 28 months in the slammer for tax evasion?
Oh.
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Who won the very first season of Survivor and then spent 51 months in prison for not paying taxes on his million-dollar prize?
First name was Richard, Richard somebody. Pass on that.
Which record producer and creator of The Wall of Sound was sentenced to 19 years to life for killing actress Lana Clarkson in 2003?
Pass on that. Let's go back.
Wow. Can't go back. Time ran out.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes was the Blade star.
Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch was the Survivor star.
Richard Hatch.
And okay. Phil Spector was the record producer. Mm. With that ridiculous frizzy hair when he showed up in court.
Should have picked another category.
Yeah, well, maybe you would have done better. Here, you didn't do so well, Larry. Only 3 points, and that, of course, is not at the 8-plus prize level. So below that threshold, I have to punish you. And I was thinking, what can we use as punishment music this week? I try to make it thematic if I can, or topical if I can, tie it into something that's going on. What can we do here? Let's see. What movies are opening? Oh, yeah, Dunkirk. Kirk. Mm-hmm. William Shatner.
Oh, boy.
He's Dunkirk for 50 years.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly.
Quite slowly.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
All right, that's enough, Larry. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Here's contestant number two. Hi, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bob. You want to plug something?
Well, I'd like to say that it's a balmy 95 degrees out here at Innsbruck, as opposed to 10 whatever back in the SCL.
Yeah. Balmy and 95. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the humidity is only 1,600%, so it's comfortable.
There you go. It's all good.
Which category do you want, Bob? We have you been paying attention, John McCain's brain, or our new third category, recognition for Martin Landau?
Let's go with it. Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who resigned as White House press secretary today?
Sean Spicer.
Correct. A bag used 48 years ago this week to carry dust was sold for $1.8 million in an auction in New York City this week. What made it so valuable?
It was moon dust.
That's correct. What musical group was Chester Bennington lead singer of before he hanged himself this week? The Lumineers, Linkin Park, or Imagine Dragons?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park is right. Who announced this week that he'll return as the host of ABC's revival of American Idol?
Oh, pass.
How old was the Stegomastodon fossil a 10-year-old boy found when he tripped while hiking with his family in New Mexico? 100,000 years, a million years, or 10 million years?
10 million years.
1 million. Who's that American Idol host who's coming back for ABC's version next year?
Oh, what is his name? Oh, my goodness.
Don with Kelly Ripa.
Ryan Seacrest. Seacrest out!
I thought it was Ryan Dunkelman.
No, I would have accepted that. If you could have pulled that one out, I would have taken that. Bob, you got the 1 and the 2 and the 3, and then the wheels came off, and so only 6 points, and that means I have to punish you as well.
Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head.
Wait for the echo.
For the girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone!
She's gone! Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Bob. Have a good weekend.
All right.
You know, he was on pace there. I thought we were going to have the big winner.
I know.
I thought we were going to have it there. Okay, let's go to contestant 3. Hello, Kim.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, nothing. I just want to say I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
This is the first time I've used my new headphones to use the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if the technology makes you a winner. Which category do you want? John McCain's brain, recognition for Martin Landau, or the new third category, Billboard's highest paid musical acts?
Oh, wow. Billboard, I guess.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Kim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which female superstar tops the list with $62.1 million in income last year, the vast majority of which came from her Formation World Tour? Who made $40.4 million from touring, his long-awaited autobiography, and a box set celebrating the 35th anniversary of his album, The River? She chose the category of her own free will. Which Rolling in the Deep singer is rolling in the dough from touring and selling more albums last year than anyone else? Adele is right. Which band led by Chris Martin had a huge 2016, starting with the Super Bowl 50 halftime show? Which piano-playing singer-songwriter made $23.6 million last year despite not having produced an album of new material since 1993?
Billy Joel.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who had that Formation World Tour and made 62 mil? Anytime you hear the words female superstar and they made more money than anybody else, the answer is always Beyonce.
Oh, dear.
Bruce Springsteen.
Out of my genre.
Bruce Springsteen is the one who released the box set of The River and toured and wrote his autobiography. And Chris Martin is in Coldplay. So let's see how you did here, Kim. You got the 3 and the 5. Hey, that's 8 points and you're a winner. Congratulations. Nicely done. Hang on.
My first time.
Yeah, nicely done. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll bring in our fourth contestant, and that's you, Ross. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You want to plug something?
It's just have a cold day.
That would be so nice, wouldn't it? All right.
It will be soon.
Two categories left. John McCain's brain or recognition for Martin Landau.
Let's do John McCain's brain.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Ross. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did he choose as his running mate when he was the GOP presidential nominee in 2008?
That would be...
In what branch of the military was he serving when he was taken prisoner by the North Vietnamese for 5 years?
Marines.
He was a naval aviator. Who defeated him in the Republican primaries in 2000 and then went on to become that party's presidential nominee?
Pass.
What's the name of the other senator known for authoring the Bipartisan Campaign Act of 2002 with John McCain? What nickname, taken from a Chevy Chase, Martin Short, Steve Martin movie, was given to John McCain, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham while they were all in the Senate?
My brain hurts. I'm sorry. Pass.
We're going back to the one-pointer. Who did he choose as his running mate in 2008 when he was GOP presidential nominee?
Well, she's from Wasilla, Alaska.
Yes. And her name is? Sarah, I think it's funny in a category called John McCain's brain. He's having a brain freeze. Sarah Palin is her name. The guy who beat him in the Republican primaries in 2000 and went on to become the party nominee was George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Russ Feingold was the co-author of that legislation called McCain-Feingold, and the movie that was also the nickname for McCain, Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham was Three Amigos.
Gotcha.
Ross, that goose egg on the scoreboard is all yours, buddy. Earn it.
Thank you.
Earn it. Live with it. Be proud of it and also be punished.
No.
Horse people eat marshmallow pies.
Okay.
It's hard to believe he never got a singing career off.
I know.
You know what's ironic about it? He actually did. Doing stuff like
multiple
that.
Album, yeah.
He had like three albums and all those Priceline commercials.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Like I said, he said another cold day.
That's what we want, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron. One category left here. Recognition for Martin Landau, the great actor who died last weekend at the age of 89. This is about movies and TV shows he's known for. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When Landau won an Oscar for Tim Burton's Ed Wood, who played the title character?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. For what 1960s TV drama was Landau nominated 3 years in a row for playing Roland Hand?
Pass.
When he was nominated for an Oscar for Tucker, The Man and His Dream, who played Tucker?
Pass.
When he was nominated for an Oscar for Crimes and Misdemeanors, who was his writer-director?
Pass again.
For which of these cable TV shows was he nominated for a Primetime Emmy? Was it The Sopranos, 6 Feet Under, or Entourage?
6 feet
better. Entourage. Back to the two-pointer. What was that 60s TV drama where he played Roland Hand and got nominated for an Emmy 3 years in a row?
Not sure. I can't think of it.
Well, here comes the buzzer. It was Mission Impossible.
Oh, Mission Impossible. Oh. That's right.
You're thinking of Robert Vaughn as Napoleon Solo and David McCallum as Ilya Kuryakin.
Yeah.
That was The Man from U.N.C.L.E., but this was Mission Impossible. Tucker was played by Jeff Bridges, and Woody Allen wrote and directed Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Not a great day for challenge contestants. Another punishee with only 1 point. This is for you, Ken.
Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away.
You know
climb back with your head in the clouds.
About Lucy and the Sky with Diamonds, what it meant.
Yeah.
Sounds
that,
like.
That story about the LSD thing is not true.
I
but
know.
It sure sounds like Shatner believed it.
Yes.
That's how he would act if he was pretending to be on LSD. Quadruple punishment day. Not too good. Well, we'll try it again next week. We do the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
And we have another check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
God, that quadruple punishment music gave me so many flashbacks.
Oh, man.
Man.
Poor guy.
Yeah, straighten out here. Hey, they cleared the accident that was on westbound 70 at Highway A. All lanes are now open, but boy, traffic is jammed from Highway K all the way out through Highway 40. They also cleared the accident on westbound 40. Before Prospect, traffic running slow from west of Highway K in pockets all the way out through Highway 70. Still working with the accident on eastbound Highway 40 between Clayton Warson and McKnight. The right lane is now blocked. You're backed up to Highway 270. Southbound 270 is just a little slow from the Clayton Road overpass now to Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 40 downtown, that's running slow from east of Union Station out of the Poplar. And eastbound Highway 270 from east of McDonald through 170. And this report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. When your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything you need or they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Hi, John and Jennifer. This is Jamie. I love the show.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us. We listen to you. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts.
Hi, my name is Laura Powderly, and I'm an assistant designer at Mosby Building Arts. Today, I want to talk to you about how to prepare for interviewing a designer when you're interested in doing a project. One of the main things I suggest is creating a list. Make a list of your must-haves. Also add to the list things that you like about the current space and also things that you don't like about the current space. It's also a great idea to give a visual to the designer, whether it be magazine clippings or utilizing Houzz. If you're not familiar with Houzz, it's kind of like Pinterest for your home. You can actually have a shared board online with the designer where you can look at different photos and tag them to your shared board. The board can become private and you guys can make comments on the pictures. Talk about whether you like this exposed beam on the ceiling or whether you don't like this paint color. It really helps give the designer a sense of direction of your style and taste.
Thanks for tuning in to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
Ernie Patti Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dowd. This evening, we'll follow the life of a typical American family living the high life in St. Louis, while the family's teenage son backs the family sedan out of the garage.
Oops.
The lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patti Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Ernie Patti Collision Center is a direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, and your one-stop service for all major collision repairs, using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Go to ErniePattiCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online. Ernie Patti Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
Are you looking for new flooring? Why not shop the city and save at JJS Flooring? JJS offers a wide variety of options that will surely meet your flooring needs. JJS now features a new line of ultra-soft carpets from Stanton Carpets, backed by the legendary Stainmaster warranty. Stop by and see them at 2301 Gravoy Avenue, just west of Hodak's. Or give them a call at 314-772-3996. JJS has over 40 years of experience in residential and commercial settings, as well as home rehabbers and builders. Why shop the big box stores when you can get personal service, second to none in quality products, and a team of professionals dedicated to your flooring needs? JJS is an A-plus rated member with the Better Business Bureau, and their service far exceeds the competition. JJS offers financing options as well to help make those flooring decisions just a little bit easier. So stop in today and see what JJS can do for you. JJS, their service will floor you.
So my sales rep is 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
I get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of an affordable hearing solution called MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is rigorously tested by audiologists, doctor designed, and FDA registered. The MD Hearing Aid delivers excellent hearing improvement while saving you more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid. And you can try it for 45 days risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee by calling 1-800-300-9917. MD Hearing Aid is a medical-grade hearing aid that's so discreet, people may not even notice when you're wearing it. MD Hearing Aid lets you hear what you've been missing without the hassle of doctor's visits and expensive and time-consuming fitting appointments. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give yourself this life-changing in-home trial. Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-300-9917. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-300-9917.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Yes, it's hot outside, but a perfect time to select homegrown produce from Tease Farm and Greenhouses in St. Louis. There's nothing quite like enjoying fresh produce picked at the peak of ripeness and available the same day. That's what you'll find at Tease Farm. They grow over 50 different kinds of fruits and vegetables at Tease Farm in hundreds of different varieties. Stop in today on North Hanley Road at Highway 70 or in St. Charles and pick up the superior flavor of homegrown produce from Tease Farm and Greenhouses.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time DRTs for our diagnostic service to provide services to our veterans at our facility. Qualifications include certification in general radiological technology and completion of a DRT education program. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Call me at 314-488-8252 and be a part of this winning team. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Hey, look who's in studio. Frank Schmier, the owner of St. Louis Home Fires and the host of the Budweiser Barbecue Show here on KTRS.
McGraw, how's your barbecue?
It is great. You have taught me everything I know, great reviews, and everything I cook is from St. Louis Home Fires.
It's the very best time of year to come to St. Louis Home Fires for all of your grilling, smoking, flavored wood, sauces, and rubs.
On Manchester Road in Bowen, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires. And don't forget about the Budweiser Barbecue Show hosted by Frank. Thanks, Mayor.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Longtime sponsors of this gentleman, be gentle, he just had oral surgery, Mr. Mike Evans. Are all of the teeth connected and still working?
Yeah, it was bone grafting, tissue transplants, implant drilling.
Ooh, been there. Hate that.
Six things in one setting.
Hate that.
I was asleep when they did it.
Yeah.
Bled a lot yesterday, but just kept the ice on it, but I'm better now.
Good.
Yeah, heal pretty fast. I'm playing a golf tournament tomorrow, so I'll be fine.
Nice.
How about 14 million people watch the OJ parole hearing?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
In the middle of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
14 million. Unbelievable.
Barkley's
question, what did Pawn Stars pay the highest amount for on their show? 200 pounds of pure silver, 2001 Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl ring, an original 1842 Book of Mormons, or John Fitzgerald Kennedy's cigar box? Answer in a minute. Movie review, homie, did you see Dunkirk?
Yes, I did.
I thought it was spectacular, masterpiece, instant classic. It happened before D-Day, way before Pearl Harbor, with English, Canadian, Belgium, and French outnumbered by 10-1 with their backs to the wall, their stiff upper lips puckered up, and their never-give-up attitude. Christopher Nolan wrote the script and directed. It is Oscar-bound, PG, 13, 106 minutes, and 4 stars.
Two things. It's the best movie ever about a retreat. And, you know, because it's not a victory, it's a retreat.
Yeah.
But it's the third most intense war movie I've ever seen after Private Ryan and Hacksaw Ridge.
Really history.
Yeah.
Great history. Well done. Movie experts saying that Disney Pixar's newest film, Coco, could be the biggest animated box office ever, even surpassing Frozen from Pixar, who gave us Nemo and Toy Story. This is about a little Mexican boy who magically goes back into history to solve a mystery, and an incredible family reunion occurs coming Thanksgiving. More movie news greenlighted, a documentary on Monica Lewinsky, Linda Tripp, Bill Clinton, and Hillary.
Oh, wow.
Really? I mean, does anybody really care? You talk about old news.
Yeah, nobody. Who cares?
Who cares? That's exactly what I'm looking at. Those two words. Who cares?
Yeah.
TV news, Mariah Carey is developing a fictional drama series based on her rise to fame. Mariah Carey will not star, but will produce, and this will be set in 1986 New York City. Still the biggest diva in
yes.
Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing show business stat. Television viewing down, however.
And there's always a however in life.
Revenue way up, over 6%. To date, this year, advanced sales, $19.7 billion.
Whoa.
Today's little known fact, bet you didn't know, the very first CD ever pressed was Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA in 1984.
Okay.
The pop quiz question, I like this one. What item did the Pawn Stars pay the highest amount for on their show? 200 pounds of pure silver, 2001 Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl ring, an original 1842 Book of Mormons, John F. Kennedy cigar box.
Dan, what do you think?
Wow. I'm going with either the book or the cigar box. I'm going to go cigar box.
I will say the silver.
I'll go Kennedy cigar box.
The answer, 1842 original Book of Mormon sold, was bought for $30,000. 2001 Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl ring bought $100,000. 200 pounds of silver bought $110,000. The biggest payout, $500,000 for JFK's cigar box. I still have a sore mouth.
Oh.
There'll be no singing today.
Okay.
Mike Evans, see you.
Before I get the knuckleheads in the news, what was the thing I was going to mention here? He's talking about auctioning stuff off. We had a question in the challenge today about the moon dust. This was a bag that Neil Armstrong had used on the moon to collect dust, and somehow it got into the hands of a private collector, which I didn't think you were allowed to own.
I didn't think so either. And especially the moon rocks and stuff.
There was just moon dust. Well, yeah, they brought back rocks in there, but there was some dust, some lunar dust. I haven't read the story of how it got into the hands of somebody individual, but $1.5 million is what it went for.
Wow.
I'd be afraid paying a huge amount of money for something that the government could always say, by the way, you're not allowed to have that. We're taking it back.
That's weird.
Yesterday was the 48th anniversary of man landing on the moon. And I don't want to hear any nonsense from the conspiracy theorists.
I know.
Yeah, you know, this was the greatest scientific achievement in the history of histories. And yet there are knuckleheads out there.
And it was interesting. I heard John Carney and Josh talking today about the biggest thing, a big event that happened in their lifetime. And John said that he remembered the stepping down on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Kennedy being assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moon landing.
Yeah. Well, in the 60s, we had multiple assassinations.
Yes.
John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy,
yeah.
Martin Luther King,
yeah.
Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, all of those. But I think the moon landing stands above them.
Yeah.
And you know why? I know that's real, the moon landing, because that's so that when they were up on the moon, they were able to look down and see the flat Earth.
Yeah. Darn right.
And that's why we have so much green cheese now.
Yeah.
They just carved it right out of there. Time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Window World, the number one replacement window company in the United States. Online at windowworldst.louis.com. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Let's start and end in Missouri. We'll start in Rolla, where Lisa Stubblefield owns the Front Porch Boutique Store. It's a miniature house full of clothing racks and a fitting room. She drives it around on a trailer to various events, but earlier this month, she parked it in a roped-off section of the Battlefield Mall parking lot in Springfield, Missouri, on a Friday night to get ready for a food truck showdown event the next day. But when she got back Saturday morning, her tiny little house was missing. Lisa called the cops, also went on Facebook and let her followers know. Pretty soon, tips started coming in online from witnesses who had seen the house being towed on Missouri Highway 96 toward Carthage. And then a gas station security camera recorded the tiny house leaving a parking lot there. And then a woman in Pittsburgh, Kansas, contacted Lisa on Facebook to say, "Your tiny house is parked in front of a house right down the street from me." That'd be 100 miles from where it was stolen. Lisa called the cops. They retrieved the tiny home. No arrests have been made yet. But Lisa says she doesn't know why anybody would want a miniature house that doesn't even have a kitchen or a bathroom or anything else. But she's glad she got it back. Second story is from Bristol, England, where Jenny Morton Humphreys took to Facebook also to appeal for help in finding her bike after it was stolen. She posted several photos on Facebook and asked people to keep an eye out for it. Another cyclist spotted the bike on Facebook's marketplace. Somebody had put it up for sale, so that person informed Jenny. She went to the cops. They said, "We can't really help you with this." They would not go with her to the culprit's house to retrieve the bike, so Jenny contacted the seller and said she was interested in buying it and set up a meet. And when she got there, she stayed calm, pretended to be interested, asked some silly questions about the bike, and then said, "You know, if you don't mind, I'd like to take it for a test ride." And they said, "Oh, okay." So Jenny test rode it away and never came back and got her bike back. Story number three from Hialeah, Florida. Jorge Jove wasn't happy that two AT&T trucks were parked in front of his driveway, so he walked out with a gun in his hand and calmly walked around the first truck and shot out all four tires. Then he walked to the second truck, a bucket truck, and began shooting at the engine through the grill, reloading his gun several times. One of the AT&T workers got all this on video with his phone and called the cops to report the shooting. The other AT&T guy, he was up in the truck's bucket. How'd you like to be in the bucket of the truck while there's a guy shooting at your truck? So he couldn't get down. By the time the cops showed up, they were able to arrest Jorge, who explained they shouldn't have blocked my driveway. Yeah, that was a good message, because dead trucks will get you out of your driveway.
Yeah, so they can't move anything.
Idiot. Final stories from contributor Matt Burrows, a story from Kansas City, Missouri, where Jeremy McNack walked into the World Liquors Shell gas station armed with a handgun, yelled at the clerk to hand over the cash, and then walked behind the cash register, grabbed the money drawer, and walked out. Sounds like a standard gas station convenience store robbery, right? Well, in this one, the clerk was able to give the cops a pretty good description of the robber. He was wearing a pink shirt. Okay, got that. He was wearing flip-flops. Yeah, what else? Nothing. Nothing. What do you mean, nothing? No pants? No. What? Underwear? No. A pink shirt and flip-flops, and that was it. The cops checked their surveillance video, saw Jeremy driving away in a 2014 Hyundai Veloster. Later that night, Jeremy was arrested in that vehicle on suspicion of damaging several classic cars and a security vehicle inside the Crown Center parking garage. When the cops found him, he was completely naked. No pink shirt, no flip-flops, nothing. But he did have feces on his hands, and yes, drugs were involved, and they ended up taking him away to Truman Behavioral Health for a mental evaluation, and then he'll face all kinds of charges. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. You can find more in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. And that's all I have for you today. Hope you find some way to stay cool over the weekend or the heat wave breaks at some point. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Max and all of us who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan. Well, things are looking much, much better on the highways. We do have one new incident. It's a stalled tractor trailer blocking the center lane on eastbound Highway 270 before 170, and you're jammed now back to McDonald. You're still a bit heavy on in pockets on westbound Highway 70 from Highway K through A, and then solid from Highway A through Highway 40. Westbound 40 has thinned out. They have cleared the accident on eastbound Highway 40 between Clayton Morrison and McKnight. Everything else is running normal. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. And I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Come out of the dark. Grab your phone and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you seen Bishop's Post new menu items?
No.
Well, I have it right here.
Let me see. Ooh, they have appetizers like oysters and shrimp cocktail, more new salads like the tenderloin salad, new entrees like lobster mac and cheese.
It's all good at Bishop's Post on Chesterfield Parkway West. Online at bishopspost.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, not enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go. I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Going over 100 degrees once again in the city, upper 90s in the surrounding area away from the urban heat island. We still have plenty of hot and humid weather on the way, but there is still some cooling coming in next week.
I'm Patrick Clark in Webster Groves. How to beat the heat if you have to be working in the great outdoors.
The progress being made to bring relief to hundreds living in the heat at the St. Louis Workhouse and the calls for more help from the state.
This was the before. Tonight, the after. City workers cleaned up the most overgrown yard you've ever seen. And we've uncovered a growing problem in St. Louis.
First on Fox, the heat wave continues to grip the St. Louis area. Temperatures reached triple digits again today. Popular Friday hotspots, including the Central West.